This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
First of the year, January the 1st, 2026, the Mad Bands are coming out.
The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeBrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And today, DeBrom, before we get into what we're going to talk about today, I have kind of a scary story to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going on the train, the subway.
Subway system, very commonly known thing here in New York City.
In Mom Donnie's, New York. Right. Yeah, well, not yet, but I can blame them for all the problems. I was trying to get on the train. It started moving with the doors open. I fell out, cut my leg off under the train and my arm off. And it was a horrible, horrible morning for me.
And your arm.
And my arm. But look, now you can see both arms are here. I just want to say I'm pretty happy about the product I just bought.
Okay.
I bought a med bed.
Oh.
I've got a med bed.
Okay, that explains why you have two arms and two legs, I think, right now. Okay, well, that's good. Seems like it'd be useful people.
That was my segue to our topic today, which is med beds, which is something I kind of had heard a little bit about because of the president of the United States of America. He's done a good job promoting them. But also, we were just down in Virginia last week, and I talked to somebody who was talking about med beds. The med beds are coming. He was very excited about it. He was excited for me to hear about it.
Did you feel that he was knowledgeable, kind of one of our trusted sources?
He's definitely one of our sources. Yeah. But I want to play this video, and this can kind of be a jumping off point for us.
First of the year, January the 1st, 2026, the Mad Beds are coming out. It cures 6,000 diseases, and we're taking Farmer down.
Wait, so what are Mad Beds?
Mad Beds, you get in it, and it goes through light and frequencies. It heals your DNA.
I think I saw Donald Trump post this on Truth Social, didn't he?
Yes, and it's true, and they're coming out. They're already out on the East Coast, but there are more coming out. They're coming worldwide, the med bed. It'll grow an arm, leg.
I had heard that is actually just a conspiracy theory, the med beds thing. It's not a real thing.
Yes, it is. It's real. You knew who had them? Cabal. The rich people had them underneath tunnels. And they got in them. That's why they live so long. They're 80, 90 years old.
Rich people like who?
Rockefellers. You know what?
Yeah.
The Bushes. All the presidents.
George H.W. Bush is dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right. I mean, I don't know if that's a problem poking any holes in that theory, but I would just say that we could file this under huge if true.
That would be huge if true. Maybe you should have let him. Maybe he would have clarified and you let him keep talking. I feel like this is going to be huge for New Year's hangovers.
Oh, yeah.
January 1st, 2026, they're coming out. I mean, that's a big deal for people who love New Year's.
Yes. Yes.
So keep that on your radar.
I want to talk you up for a second here, DeBrom, because if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, you know DeBrom, he is our researcher here. He does deep dives on things and he gets to the bottom of things. So we have our sources, obviously, right. But we have to back up some of their claims. And you dove deep. You got under the med bed.
Right.
And to see, you know,
you're going to want to see kind of the inner workings of it, get some real research done.
Yes.
Because not everyone, even this guy that you trust, that you got to know a little bit,
yes.
He may not be able to tell you everything. So I did this for us and for all of you out there.
Thank you. And thank you on behalf of everyone
so,
in this great country and this great world.
Wikipedia planet. Says. Okay.
The sources are coming out here.
Med beds. Short for medical beds or meditation beds, which I have to say imply very different things.
Yes.
Are a non-existent medical technology. That's right. A non-existent medical technology, otherwise known as like a lie.
A lie. Something, a fairy tale.
Non-truth. Yes. Fairy tale. A non-existent medical technology that became prominent in conspiracy theory narratives in the early 2020s.
Okay.
Med beds can supposedly cure any condition, but have been kept secret from the general public and reserved for the elite. So that the source you spoke to seemed to
he
have
said
all
almost
of it.
Everything except for the part that
almost
does
like
not
he
exist.
Was on yeah. Wikipedia doing similar research.
What and is that word? Non, you know what?
You know
I'm
what?
Just going to skip that. Yeah,
medical
yeah,
technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about some of your further research?
No, I'm going to let you handle it. You know, reading isn't my specialty.
Right, not your strong suit.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses. This from Politico. If you're unfamiliar with the med bed conspiracy theory, it's a belief that there are certain hospital beds loaded with futuristic technology. That's probably why it's not coming out until
later,
because
it's in the future.
That can reverse any disease, regenerate limbs, some of this stuff we covered. But that's, I guess, why you were able to make a full recovery in time for us to do the podcast we'd planned to do.
Oh, it just
on a different
regrew.
Subject, obviously.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Theories about med beds are popular in QAnon and far-right online spaces, if you hadn't put that together. And basically, it can regrow your limbs and reverse aging. So this is huge, if true.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're very excited to share all this with you.
There was a quote from somebody there. Jonathan Jerry said, no one has an actual photo of them. Let's be clear. They don't exist.
Right.
And again,
they're
non-existent medical technology.
Medical technology.
So knowing that you could Google that and see that that's true, my follow-up question is, since they don't exist, there's no possible way that the president of the United States would share a video about them, right?
Right. Here's the video that the president of the United States shared
okay.
on the subject.
Okay.
President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first MedBed hospitals, and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals led by the top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength. This is the beginning of a new era in American healthcare.
In this first phase, only a limited number of MedBed cards will be released. Registration details will be announced very soon.
Wow.
So,
can I just say something really fast that we've said before, but we are living in the dumbest timeline.
Yes.
That is so stupid that the president of the United States
right.
put this thing, this AI video out.
Yeah, we should be clear. AI video of Fox News that looks pretty real.
It looks pretty
and
good.
They even made him kind of old and tired while he was talking, which
yeah.
I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Just to make it really feel accurate. And there's just a few easy holes to poke in this. Like, there's going to be all these new hospitals.
Yes, MedBed hospitals.
MedBed hospitals,
yeah, yeah.
Which
beautiful name. It's a great name.
Built in,
yeah.
You know, I don't know, a day or something.
I don't know. They do it in China.
Right.
We could
right.
do it here. We, if we made America great again.
A big part of this is the regrowing of limbs, which I guess is just a
yes.
very obvious way, a very easily demonstrable way of showing how these things work.
Okay.
So if you look on YouTube, you can find kind of, I guess, you describe them as like some hype videos.
Yes.
On med beds.
Yeah.
So
don't
we'll,
Google it
we'll
because you'll either, and if you Google med beds, you'll either end up in like a scam, buying a scam product or watching a 55-minute video on YouTube that mashes together like movie scenes and stuff. Right.
Well, we've taken just a couple little clips from one of those videos just to save you the time.
They say the stuff, this crazy stuff, and then they put clips from movies and like random like pharmaceutical commercials, which is very funny and ironic. But they put them in these videos and they're like, this is the proof. And there, I guess there are people that are like, this is not just stolen from something else. This is somebody made this to show this.
And you said ironic because the idea is to take down Big Pharma. Right?
Yeah. Well, according to my sources, yes.
According to your sources. But you have to wonder, like, this must come from somewhere, right? You'd have to have like testimonials.
Yeah.
Well, I just mean you'd have to have some testimonials of some kind. And you kind of wonder, like, okay, so who are the, like, the people behind this?
And oh,
this
okay. People have used the med beds besides people, myself.
That's right. That's right. So we'll check in with this guy who's used the med bed.
It's holographic regenerating medical beds. So cool. They make every other medical technology you have ever heard of dark ages obsolete. Dark ages obsolete.
Oh, when I was in the MDF, which is the Mars Defense Force, and spent a number of years there getting my arms and legs and various body parts blown apart on a pretty regular basis. It certainly would not, it would have been a short career if they didn't have the technology to patch us back up in an amazingly incredible way.
Wow.
So that's kind of like what you went through a little bit.
A little,
right?
Yeah, no,
so
I saw he was actually, it. Yeah, he was in bed with me. We were both, yeah, because he's with the Mars Defense Force. Is that a real thing, Peter? Mars Defense? Yep. Okay. Yeah. Peter says yes. Okay, so cool. Great to have you back, Peter. Appreciate it.
Non-existent.
Somehow a worse researcher than DeVram here, who goes to Wikipedia.
So the idea is that he's in the Mars Defense Force, which I guess is a real thing. Thanks, Peter.
It could be a real thing.
There's Space Force.
There's Space Force, but that could be like a division of the Army that we don't know about.
Right. But
it's probably not.
Are people attacking Mars? Is that why he keeps undergoing these?
Peter's research. He's on top of it. Right now. He's on top of it.
So he says he was sustaining these very bad injuries on a very regular basis, and he would have had a very short career if they couldn't just throw him in a med bed. And he says it's a matter of hours and days to regrow a limb. And he says some of the technology is available, but it could take like days or weeks.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I just don't have that time. That's why I got that top of the line.
It seems like a lot of people don't have that time.
Honestly, I got upsold at the MedBed hospital.
What for the short process?
You could
have just been a little more patient.
Hey, but time is money. My time is important to me.
Right, right. Well, otherwise we wouldn't be recording.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now. So there are a lot. Yep.
Check the private chat. Okay, here we go. Private chat. Mars Defense can refer to several fictional organizations from science fiction. Okay.
Why do they keep doing that? Fictional organizations.
Or a real-world U.S. military radio communications program or a broader defense system. Okay. I did a great job reading that. One. Two. Yeah. That's why I'm saying that could be a real thing. And we don't know where they still took these interviews from. Like that. I don't know who this guy is.
You think it could have been from a film, from a weird...
Could be he could
film.
Be talking about his science fiction character and then put it in this med bed video is what I'm saying. The other thing is he's wearing cargo pants in there.
Well, that's like a military thing. You but always need access
not
to your
the
various
pants he's wearing.
Cargo.
Those were like, I don't know, those were like L.L. Bean or something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cast any stones at
you
fashion.
Think that might be a non-existent story. That he told
yes, me. Yes. Well, it exists, but it's a fictional story, I guess. DeVram, you need to hop in my med bed.
Hop in a med bed here for some quick recovery. And it's a good thing that we've found. There are many companies obviously trying to make money off this, but we found one called Tesla Biohealing.
Okay, so I just want to clarify something for the audience. Tesla Biohealing, this is a real company. The YouTube videos that you were pulling from, they were talking about the Trump AI video version of the med bed, right? Like the one that is going to be
the non-existent medical technology that
the
out
military
there.
Secretly has or the cabal has or whatever it is.
Right. Okay. But this is a real company. They actually have a Facebook page and they have products.
First thing I got to ask, it's called Tesla Biohealing.
Right.
Is this Elon Musk? Is this related to Elon Musk, Tesla,
this is
SpaceX?
Not, but no. Much as okay. I think Tesla, Elon Musk's company, has borrowed some credibility from the scientific figure, these people are trying to do the same.
But he's made fucking electric cars. They oh, exist.
He has, but okay. I'm saying it's credibility. It's an effort okay. to kind of...
you know me, I always defend Elon Musk. I saw him just a couple months ago.
You can see there's some sort of a sign that says Tesla MedBed Center Wellness Hotel. You can see a Burger King sign behind it.
Okay, good. Sometimes I need a MedBed after I eat Burger King.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. Sort of an A to B thing. And then the profile picture, I guess, is some sort of MRI machine or cool. some AI-generated kind of like MRI machine.
Okay. Great.
And
is that the med bed? Is that what you get in? That looks pretty high well, tech. Maybe that is doing something.
It implies that. It implies that, right? And then you see in their Facebook page, you see more. I think these are just MRI machines.
Okay, cool.
It just implies that these things like exist. Okay. Right. And even though you would think if it existed, you would be seeing some sort of consistent product shot. Well, what are the actual products they're offering?
Let's take a look.
Here we see some products, the device. We see an alpha biohealer. And it's, what does it look Whoa. Like, Jason?
It looks like a longer gold Nintendo Wii.
Okay, a longer gold Nintendo Wii. Does it look real or like just like an illustration or something?
I don't know. I guess I can't really tell from the picture.
Hard to say. Yeah. So now we below that.
The third one looks like a can of beans. Like yeah. that looks like
so
a
we see the
can
system.
Of beans.
We yeah. see the stem renew system. Then we see the MedBed generator, and then we see the cornerstone system.
So it says it's a biohealer. I see the products. What are they claiming to do, and what does this even mean? The high energy and all that stuff. What are the products? What and
so
explain
I'm
it
gonna,
to me.
I'm
going to
pull
like
up
I'm a
the
child.
One that the one that seems to be. The thing that maybe they actually sell. This is the can of beans here. This is the MedBed generator. And it, yeah, it looks like a canister. It just says Tesla biohealing on it. And then you can see that they are actually pretty affordable, which is surprising.
How much is it? I can't say.
So here you can get one for $11,000.
That's it?
Yeah. And what you see God. Is a woman on a bed. You see next to a MedBed generator. So she's laying on a bed. And then what it looks like two photoshopped large gold cans of beans
okay.
under the bed.
All right. Now, I have a question for you, Devram.
Yeah.
And I have to admit that I did a little research on this topic.
Sure.
And I've been playing a little dumb for a second.
What?
Yeah.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
So this is called a MedBed generator.
Right.
So what type of power source does it have?
So the power source here is...
you have to plug it into the wall for it to keep generating?
No, thankfully. Okay. You don't need power. We combine Earth's natural resources with our proprietary manufacturing process to generate essential biophoton energy for optimal energy and wellness. Now, what I read is that there is basically like sand and dirt and rocks in there, right?
But it's optimized
for
bio energy,
right?
Yeah.
But basically, they're like naturally occurring materials that they put in there to increase your healing light. I'm trying to talk in the way that they would talk.
Sure.
Your biophoton energy and all the kind of sciencey things. So basically, the idea that you're going to be close to these important resources
yeah.
that come from the earth, and you're going to have pain reduction, better sleep, vivid dreams, which apparently is a sign of enhanced brain activity, increased vitality, increased libido.
Okay. Pretty like cool. that. Yeah. How could you not when you got a couple of those cans of beans
under your bed?
Like if you Google MedBed, this is one of the things that comes up. It's like one of the first results.
Right.
So it's like, this is being marketed to people who are searching for that because they
saw a major problem. So everyone's interested in these med beds, but you can't find one
because they're non-existent medical product. Yeah,
so what can you sell people?
Can of beans.
Something that looks like a can of beans, but it's actually a can of sand.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
Okay. So this is being created by Tesla Bio. What's that called again?
Healing.
Tesla Healing. Bio Healing. Okay. Sounds like a great product. What's the story behind this? Like how did this come to be? Was this a reaction to the med beds? Like the med beds became big on QAnon and then they created this med bed thing? Or is this?
I mean,
this
you're
like
asking
a...
me some of the stuff that Wikipedia didn't tell me.
Sorry. Or their website.
But if you've done your own research, you can fill me in. But I would assume that, especially with COVID and everything, these medical conspiracy theories started to spread.
Yes.
And then there's a void to fill. It's like med beds are a thing, but obviously they don't exist. So, you know, you have to find something you can sell to people. And yes. I would imagine that's where Tesla Biohealing came in.
Yes. Are you going to tell us more about the Tesla Biohealing? Because I'm going to drop a bomb on you, and this can be a cliffhanger for later. Please tell us more. Tell us as much as you can.
Tell you a little bit more. I'm going to show you one more image that I don't know, just makes me laugh a little bit.
Okay, please.
It's just a guy working on his computer, and there's a can of beans under his. desk.
That looks like a spittoon.
And that is so photoshopped. They can't even get the product in a room and take a photo of it. You start to be like, okay, even people who are clicking through this stuff and on their website, they would need some amount of like some proof or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's where you get to.
So it says, it's cellular age reversal, enhanced. I can't get that word.
Mitochondrial function and DNA repair.
Oh, DNA repair.
That's what your source was saying, right?
Yeah.
It repairs your DNA.
And you can spit your tobacco chew into it afterwards, which is nice.
And then put it under your bed.
Yeah.
And so there's like a research page if you're on their website and great. Just to let you know that they have done their work. So Biophoton Research Central, and if you scroll down, you see all these articles that look like scientific articles. The weird thing you notice is that every single one of them is by Dr. James Liu, but at least it's doctor backed, right?
Yeah. Dr. James Liu, he wrote all the articles.
He did a lot of research. So he's doing all the research.
Well, all right. If a doctor,
like, right. Yeah. The weird thing is that he's also the CEO of the company. He's the one marketing the bio healers.
So what are you implying right now?
I'm just saying there might be a conflict of interest in his research.
You don't think he was like doing research for Princeton and then like was like, oh my God, I stumbled upon like the key to eternal life.
It doesn't.
And then he was like, I got to create this company
that way.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So that's Tesla Biohealing.
I got to drop a bomb on you. Are you ready? Yeah. This is like actually a huge bomb. I'm going to ask you to like go back in your mind. Do you remember July 2024 before the election? You remember that?
Sure.
The feeling there, Joe Biden gave that horrible debate performance. Then we went to a Trump rally. And then we were going to go to the RNC right afterwards. Do you remember where that Trump rally was? We were going to go to the RNC after.
Well, that was in Butler?
Butler, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you remember that day? You remember the image of Donald Trump being shot
I do.
It was a tragic day.
We were at Texas Roadhouse.
Your Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
None of that's important. What's important is you remember he got something hit his ear, either the bullet or glass, and he had blood on his face. And people, a lot of like left-wing conspiracy theories have been like, what happened to his ear? What happened to his ear?
Can of beans.
I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
Google right now. Google Tesla Biohealing, Pennsylvania. Tesla Biohealing, Pennsylvania.
And you were telling our listeners not to Google this stuff because they'll get wrapped up.
They'll get wrapped up in it.
So
now go to Maps. Go to Maps. What does that say? Read that out loud, please.
Our resort at Butler, Pennsylvania, Tesla. Oh boy.
Butler, all you had to do was read that.
Tesla biohealing. Yeah, but then the map took over the, I don't know, weird stuff's happening on my computer. Maybe it's being healed. I don't know. Our resort is equipped with,
there's a Tesla biohealing in Butler, Pennsylvania, that right. small town. So Donald Trump must have, after he was shot, they were like, should we take you? We got to get you to hospital. He's like, no. Right. Take me to the med bed. Take me to the Tesla biohealing right here in Butler.
139 Pittsburgh Road, Butler, Pennsylvania. Oh my gosh. Enjoy 20% off your first purchase. Guys,
it's actually completely affordable. It's like a normal hotel. We should go there. It'd be good for biohealing, I hear.
Get it's like a normal proton hotel, except that you can do
cans of beans under your
$2,999 session here. A stem renew for
an overnight. That's an overnight. You just like go there and sleep in a bed. It's just like a normal hotel.
Probably we should check that out. We should go there if we're ever unfortunately injured in any way and see if we can regenerate our tissues. That actually is a bomb. So Donald Trump went straight there, you think?
I don't know. I mean, people are like, what happened to his ear? I think it's kind of an annoying conspiracy theory. But I think that answers all the questions. He went to Tesla bioengineering, laid in a bed for a little bit, and then his ear magically, it's using the photon technology.
Right. Well, see, you're talking about the terminology. So they talk about photons.
Yes.
They talk about energy fields. They talk about frequencies. They talk about regeneration.
I'm talking about all of them. He used all of them.
They like to talk about Tesla, but they're using it, it says here, a little bit metaphorically.
Oh.
Yeah, not scientifically.
On the thing?
No, I just did some additional Googling about the company. There are weak photon emissions from living tissue, a few photons per second, but no evidence that external biophotons penetrate skin or change cell function, unfortunately.
Did you know that Tesla biohealing is FDA registered?
Registered. Non-existent. It medical technology.
Literally is registered just because everybody has to register if they want to like sell something. If you're bigger than a certain size.
But unfortunately, I don't think the FDA is sold on the technology.
No.
I was looking up some a warning letter from the FDA just to list a few things. They say there's a failure to establish and maintain procedures for validating the device. Hmm. There's a failure to establish quality systems. There's a failure to establish and maintain procedures for receiving, reviewing, and evaluating complaints. There's a failure to establish and maintain procedures for implementing corrective preventative action. Failure to develop, conduct, control, monitor production processes. It's just not, it's kind of like you're not doing a company, you know, with the product.
Right. That's great, Devram. Thank you for doing the research on that and looking up med beds. I was kind of thinking we could kind of get on this train right now.
Right.
Because med beds, obviously you Google med bed, you get all these scam products.
Right.
We should create our own thing that maybe works, maybe not. And you like writing, you like Googling and copying and pasting things. Sure. You could write a couple papers to kind of back up some of our science.
Oh, I'll write 30 papers. Yeah.
Like the fart stand thing. When I say the fart stand thing for the listeners, Devram has a wooden thing behind him that it says the fart stand. It's for something we did ages ago. But it's made, what is that made out of, Devram? Tell me.
It's made of wood, right?
It's made of wood. Now just turn it around so we don't see the fart stand. So that's a piece of wood. Okay. And we chopped down 17 trees in this ancient forest in our travels. I don't remember the state because I haven't made that up yet. But we chopped down 17 trees. Right. And these trees were blessed with the power of adrenochrome from the Satan worshipers from the global cabal.
That's amazing. I kind of forgot some of this stuff, so I'm glad you're filling me
in. And when you sat down, you were feeling a little sick now.
I was.
But now that's kind of cleared up, right?
I feel good.
You feel good. That's because of the feel good wood. You got to have a rhyme, med bed. This is the feel good wood. We will sell you a smaller piece than this, like a little corner.
It'll look like a pencil.
It'll look like a pencil.
But it's made of feel good wood.
And if you just rub that all over your body and you sleep, put it under your bed or put it next to your spittoon or in your spittoon,
right?
You will feel good with the feel good wood. So Feel Good Wood, that's only $599 for the pencil size, or you can get this size, which cured DeVrom in, I guess, a matter of minutes.
Maybe minutes, maybe half an hour.
That's much more. That's $20,000. But we encourage you to go to thegoodliars.com. We're going to create the links if anyone responds to this in any way, we will do that.
Feel Good Wood.
Yes.
Please buy it. Help us continue to do all the things that we like to do and also heal your body.
And the other thing is, you know, I obviously own a med bed.
Right.
But that's only good when you're
sleeping.
Can
we turn the camera toward the med bed? Can we turn the camera around and see the med bed? Oh, they're fixed
bed.
In place. Yeah, you can't turn the cameras.
Can't move the
cameras. Darn it.
Sorry. But also, I like to get care when I'm sitting down. I like to get some care.
Oh, because it's hard. It's hard to, when you're laying down to
get
still work.
Yeah, you can't get as much work done.
Right.
So I bought this care chair from thegoodliars.com.
Right.
And the care chair, it's a little bit more expensive than the Feel Good Wood, but it's only $50,000 plus shipping, handling, and care chair specialty treatment.
Right. All that stuff
which you
want to
get.
Expensive.
That is, it's another $50,000. Installation
is a big deal because you have to wheel it in and everything.
But you do the installation. There is a small charge for that.
And then there's a third product we're offering, right?
Yeah.
The
hope rope.
The hope rope.
That's where if the Feel Good Wood and the care chair doesn't work, you just hang yourself and end it. End it all. Get off this fucking planet. And that's the hope rope.
The hope rope. And that is very expensive.
When you have no hope,
use the hope rope.
Yeah. Of course, please don't, you know, we don't want anyone to do that. Right.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble. I made a bad joke. All right, DeVrom. Well, thank you so much for taking us down that path of med beds.
Right.
Really appreciate it. What's the moment of truth here? What is the truth here? To me, like I said before, if you want to do something that you think is going to make you feel better, you go to a Broadway show and you spend $200 on a ticket. You hope it makes you feel better. Maybe it'll make you feel worse. If you want to spend $500 and put some cement and dirt in a can under your bed, do that.
What about $11,000 though?
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same as a vacation to a really nice place.
Sure.
I guess what I'm saying is there's always going to be people preying on people. There's always going to be dumb stuff. So at the end of the day, it gets dark usually.
Right. Okay, good. That's really good advice.
It wasn't advice. It was just a moment of truth.
A really good moment.
I don't know
of truth.
If I cut to the bottom of any truth there.
No. I agree in some ways with that.
Oh,
my moment of truth was just going to be almost a little bit of a version of that. I think if I'm really thinking about it.
Cut mine out and you just do your own. Yeah.
Basically, get outside. People say it. They say touch grass, right? When you're distracted by all the bad things that are going on in the world, instead of buying a canister of dirt and rocks and Feel Good Wood, go walk around. Be outside. Maybe humans do need that benefit. We do not come into contact with the natural world like we used to hundreds of thousands of years ago when we lived in the natural world. We have artificial fabrics and clothing. We wear shoes and we drink artificial drinks and eat artificial food. So maybe you do need to come into more contact with the natural world, but you can do that for free.
Touch grass. All right. This episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth is brought to you by Grass Pass, where for $59 a month, you get grass sent to your house, apartment, or otherwise, and you get to touch some grass. So it's a good deal, and use the promo code The Good Liars Grass Pass and visit grasspass.com.
If you search Grass Pass, you're going to come up with marijuana related.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
no, don't
do that.
Don't touch that.
Drugs are bad. Get the Grass Pass, and it's a monthly subscription, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. $50 a month. All right. But if you use the promo code, it's $51. So don't do that. So that does it for this episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Before we get out of here, any words of wisdom, DeVrom? not related to any of this bullshit.
Not the truth. Oh, this is an additional.
It's the thing. This is not
additional.
We're a little rusty right now.
Little rusty.
Little
layer
rusty.
Up. Weather's changing. Lots of layers. All right. Because if you have one warm jacket, sure, that's nice when you're in the exact right temperature. But layer up because you're going to want to remove articles of clothing without getting super cold.
Yeah, I think you've done this one before. All right. For all of us here at The Good Liars.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time by The Good Liars. Tell the truth. Layer up, everybody. Layer up. All right.
Is that true?
Definitely.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.